best. Kick back, sit back, relax, and enjoy, because today's catch-up is a lot of fun. One of the last with Boss Benny before he takes off. He's abandoning ship, guys, off to do another thing. So enjoy it while you can. The two boys stuck together. I'll leave you with this. Benny, we speak about asparagus and one of the weirdest court stories you'll ever hear. It's as random as any other podcast that I've had with Benny. So kick back, enjoy it, like I just said. Have fun, and thanks for downloading.
Mate, what would be one of the biggest stories doing the rounds at the moment?
Royals.
Good boy.
Mix it.
I reckon I can top it. This is how big this story is.
Give it to me.
Press play. As we know, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry have decided to leave their obligations.
Off to Canada.
So are they still part of the royal
family? Nah.
But they're not part of, so this is part of the family.
Queen's
the
making
royals.
A payback like $2.5 million worth of whatever.
That's classic Queen behaviour,
yeah, isn't it? she's such a snob.
Classic Queen. How's this? This story tops it. So, a woman has come forward claiming that she actually predicted the Harry and Meghan Markle split from the royal family by reading asparagus spears.
Huh? By reading what?
This is true. I didn't know this existed until literally this morning.
Asparagus what?
So, asparagus spears.
What's that?
You know the top of the asparagus.
Like the leaves?
No, the top of it. They call them asparagus spears.
Right. So, it's a leaf, but you call it a spear.
It's not a leaf.
Well, they look like leaves.
How can you eat asparagus?
The fluffy bit.
Yes, we'll go with, yes, the fluffy bit.
Hey, I'll have you know, last night for dinner.
So, how was your asparagus? Fluffy bit was great.
I roasted asparagus last night, mate.
Then you know the bit I'm talking about.
That's why the bathroom.
The spear, mate.
That's why the bathroom smells this morning.
Yeah, you dirty boy. How's this, though? So, obviously, this shocked the world or the news, but this woman in England, who is a proclaimed fortune teller, said she predicted it, right? This is amazing. So, she throws the spears in the air.
Come on.
Right? And then she basically sees how they land, and that's how she can predict stuff. And apparently, she's an aspiromancer.
Oh, she sounds like a con. Hang
on. How do you say that?
Show me the word.
Asper. See in the caption there, so-and-so 64 reckons she's an asper.
Aspiromancer?
That's
yeah,
the name.
Aspiromancer.
Is that, they're people that predict the future using asparagus spears.
She sounds like a con, first of all. Anyone that thinks that the future is determined by how a leaf of a fluffy bit of an asparagus lands is an idiot.
You're right, yeah. Able to see the future by throwing asparagus into the air, then observing how the spears land on the ground.
Mate, that sounds like, you know, in school.
Could you imagine?
Did you ever in school get the rubber and write yes, no, maybe on your rubber? And
yeah.
Should I kiss Sarah? Throw it up. No. Okay, I won't kiss her then. That's what this lady sounds like.
Yeah, it is. Her name's Jemima, right? Oh. Could you imagine for your birthday, right? I booked you into, like, I go, mate, I'm going to send you to a psychic. You're going to get your future read. And you rock up to Jemima's joint. And you're like, she's like, what do you want to know? You're like, oh, no, am I going to be famous? Or I'm going to be interesting. And she gets out the asparagus spears.
When am I going to die? Hang on 1 second.
Let me just throw these in the air. Look. Right, and you're sitting there going, what is she doing, you mad woman? Mate, are you calling BS on this?
Yeah, big time. Here's one. You're going to absolutely love this. And this is a real thing. Tell me if you know this. You know on this show we talk about and joke about how much I love Turkish coffee.
Yeah, he's always talking about it.
Mate, it's a real thing in Albania, Turkey, Greece, possibly Italy. Don't want to speak for the Italian community, but maybe for them as well. That part of Europe, right? You drink your Turkish coffee and it leaves the remnants at the bottom of the cup.
Yeah,
right?
It's like the teacup gear. Yeah,
They read fortunes based on how the remnants of your coffee settles in. It's very common. There's a couple of ladies around Shepparton that do it.
Yes, aren't that BS on that
Me
too.
So. Mate, asparagus leaves, remnants of coffee. It's all
imagine
an
some
crap.
Old Italian fella named Frank. Hey, take a seat, mate. Don't worry about it. You want to know your future? I'll get it sorted. I'm just having a coffee. And then he finishes. And he's like, yeah, you're going to meet some chicks. I don't know. They're all... I've only ever had one psychic that was really close to getting a spot.
You went to one.
Yeah,
see, I refuse. So I think psychics, every single one of them, load of crap.
You're going to call BS,
mate,
on the whole lot.
Every single
what
one.
What about
of them.
Frank and his old short black there?
Mate, he's...
Yeah, Cesare, you're a good boy.
You know, he's more legit than some of the gypsies you see around town. What happened when you went?
Well, the first one ever went to, nothing came right. So I was like, nah, and a BS. And it wasn't until this woman who... this would be like 4 years ago. And the thing is, she said something to me which was really unique. She said, to prove that like a lot of this will happen, there is a photo of your Oma. So I'm German, so that's my grandma, right? She's standing in front of an olive tree. It's a black and white photo and it's in a photo album that your parents still have in their laundry. She said that specifically. So when I told my parents and my dad's like, yeah, righto. They went looking for it and they found this photo.
Wow.
And that's what, mate, that was the only time I've ever gone, maybe there is something to this.
Was there asparagus leaves around the photo?
Yeah. Jemima had been there too, just throwing them around. We're having a party or a picnic, or you tell them a future. What would you say to this woman? I swear to God, you've just walked in, you've asked for your future, she's chucked the spears up. What's your first line to her? And you've had a couple of beers. You're lubricated.
Well, that changes everything.
You've got a looser tongue.
All right, hit me, Jemima. Go on, throw the asparagus.
All right, so I'm going to throw them up now. Here we are. Let's tell your future. Righto. And she's English, right?
Yeah.
Righto, governor. Chucks him in the air. Look at all that. Blimey, what a mess I've made. What do you say?
Tell me about my future.
Well, looks like you're going to meet a blonde girl with blue eyes and that in the next couple of years. Well, lovely, lovely.
Jemima, that's my last five girlfriends.
Oh, all right, let's chuck them up again then. What would you say to her though?
Yeah, tell her she's cooked. Hit
breakfast. Mate, I've been reading, this would have to be one of the funniest and best news stories that I've read in so long.
Big call, Benny boy, because all week you and I have been gone toe for toe on some outrageous stories.
This is going to be outrageous gear. Are you ready?
Hit me.
Okay, so there's a couple in Kansas, right, and they're currently, they're in court, right? The disputes, the reason why they're there... Yeah, good.
You like that?
I like how you think.
Yeah, you said court and I just knew what to do.
You just knew.
You know what? Say court again.
Court. Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah.
This is great. Actually, I'll read it. Okay, like a TV. This
where
is
were
legit
they? Where
news
were they?
Story. This is in Kansas.
Yeah, but where were they?
In court.
Am I doing my job properly?
That sounds like a whip.
Sounds like your house last night.
Yeah, that sounds like you've just been whipping me. I'm not starting any more rumours. I started once and the whole world exploded. Right, here we go. This is, do you know what? We can just sit here for 3 minutes and just let you play with the toys.
Go on, mate.
The child's having fun with the buttons again. No, how's this, right? So this couple's been engaged in court disputes over custody and visitation rights as well as property tax payments, right? So this couple's going through the court system.
Sounds serious, yeah.
I can't even read this properly. This is so good. So... Now, this is what... So, the Kansas man who's involved in this trial... I'll go straight to the crux line here. This is amazing. He's requested that the judge grant him a trial by combat.
What?
Hear me out.
What do you mean?
So that he can engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife.
Oh.
I don't know why that makes me laugh so much. Mate, this is what he's requested.
Are we in the 14th century?
Yeah. But this is the other thing as well. He's asked the district court to also give him 12 weeks to actually source the katana and the Wakizashi swords for his requested battle.
Come on, man. What, is this guy cooked? Does he think he's in the medieval ages?
He said, this is end quote, "To this day, trial by combat has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right in these United States."
Well, he's got a fair play. If there's no law and he's allowed to do it, let him have a combat.
Yeah, but think about some of these laws would have been created back when, you know, for example, I don't know, the early 1800s, right?
Mm.
It just it's like the gun laws in America were designed when they used, what are those things called?
Whips?
No. What are the guns they... When their right to bear arms was when they had those guns...
Oh, like a shotgun kind of thing.
No, you know the guns where they'd put on the ground, they'd stuff it with gunpowder and they'd plug it up.
AK-47.
No, they weren't invented
yeah,
by...
Yeah, I know. Like it's like a shotgun.
What are those guns
those
called?
Those long-barreled ones.
Yeah, but they were like from the...
Yeah, what a
but
gun.
But I'm sure that like, you know, combat in court, it's not going to stand.
Well, in an era of Me Too movement, I don't think a judge is going to approve him to go into combat in a sword fight with his
but
missus.
Imagine, like, the judge was Aussie and also very impressionable. Let's just humour this idea, right? And, like, you know, he's also the judge that, like, he'll do something for a sixer, right? So we've geared him up. We've given... Give me an Aussie bloke.
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce. Bruce O's the judge,
Brucey,
right?
Yeah,
this
Bruce the
this happens here in shit.
Judge Bruce.
Judge Bruce. Bruce, oh, mate, if I slip you a six out, do you mind if me and the misso here just go, you know, head to head with a sword fight to sort this out?
Yeah, mate, go for it.
Brucey, you're a champ, mate. Righty, what's his wife's name?
Bruce and Stay, or Karen.
No, Bruce is the judge.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Macca.
You're Macca?
Yeah.
And the
misso's who?
What's a real bogan name?
Oh, so you've got to be careful now.
Kaz?
Yeah, just chuck Kaz in.
All right.
So, Macca and Kaz. Kaz, pick up a sword, we're going at it. Could you imagine that? Like, imagine that actually happening now.
I mean, it'd go viral. In a day where everything's about the digital age, our company's always telling us to make things, make videos that go viral. At least if we film them having a sword fight, it might go nuts.
What makes me laugh with this sort of stuff, though, is the guy, he's actually thought of that in his own time. He'd be sitting home having a whiskey on his own going, I'm screwed here. The missus has got a really good case and his attorney's really good. I wonder if the judge will humour a sword fight.
I just watched that the Hernandez case, you know, that one on Netflix at the moment, the NFL player that murdered three people, allegedly, and he's ended up in jail. He's died since then. But it's a massive, they showed the whole court process. Imagine if Hernandez, right, one of the greatest NFL players for the Patriots at the time, turned around to the judge and goes, hey guys, I know I killed three people, but can we just work it out with a sword fight?
But it opens up a whole different world. It's like, then you get to choose your own punishment.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you and I were a couple and we then got divorced, right? And I decided that we were going to dispute, like, settle our disputes over jousting.
Yeah, yeah.
Horseback jousting.
I mean, we've done that.
Have we?
Or
nude. It was good.
If it was you and I, mate, we would have nothing to sort out. We'd just be doing this.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that's right. What's happening, mate? You all right?
Yeah, going all right, mate, for a Wednesday.
Yeah, good. Getting a bit of gruff going. It's good.
I had a shave.
Oh.
I shaved last night.
Did you? You're not a full, like, clean face shave, are you?
Nah, this is the shortest I'll go. It's a 3. I've got my best mate's engagement party, the Chad, this Saturday, I should say. So
the Chad.
The Chad. I'm one of the groomsmen, so I'm trying to look fresh and clean.
How
for
often
it.
Do you guys refer to him as the Chad?
No, he's only referred to.
Do you say wedding?
Yeah, it's his engagement party this week. His wedding the weekend after.
The Chad.
The Chad is getting married.
What makes him the Chad?
Because there's no Chad out there. There's no such thing as just a Chad. If you're a Chad listening, I've actually met a couple of Chads in Cobram. Good little characters. One works at the butcher up there, right? So shout out to those boys. You're not Chads. You're the Chads.
I've never heard this theory.
Haven't you?
Nah.
It's like based on like the stereotypical American guy as a Chad. Well, it's not a Chad. It's the Chad.
Nah, this is, you're having a laugh.
I swear.
Would he introduce himself? Like, if you're like, g'day, mate, my name's the Chad.
Yeah, hey, you would.
You would not in a professional
I swear scene. On everything. You know,
if he went for a job interview, would he do it there?
He'd go, hey, mate, what's your name? The Chad.
Nah,
my best.
You're having a laugh here.
No, my 30th next Friday, not this Friday, the one after, in town. Aussie, everyone's welcome. I'll give you more details later. The Chad's down for it. He's coming. Mate, I might even get Chad to do a
is
speech.
Is it the only name that works with the?
The. Yeah.
Like, you can't be the Josiah.
Nah, not at all. I've got the Josh Ben. Coming, Jez, the Josh, the Jez, nah.
The Jez?
Just the Chad.
All right. That's a pointless minute and a half of my life.
No. You know what it was?
What?
It was a fact.
Oh, good boy.
The Chad.
Good segue.
The Chad. It's a fact. It can only be said as the Chad. Give us a better fact, though, than that.
I've never heard that here before. That's unreal. How we go? Here's a fact for you. In 2017 in Scotland, two students entered an art gallery. They found an empty table and they placed a pineapple there to see if people would take it for art.
Awesome. Great idea. Good stitch up.
When they returned 4 days later, the pineapple was covered with glass protection. So someone actually would have thought that's an art piece.
Whereabouts did this happen, sorry?
Over in Scotland.
Scotland. They're a bit bored up there, the Scottish, aren't they?
Mate, what gives you that
idea? Mate, what? You tell me.
What a generic statement.
Mate,
there's a whole country. They're pretty bored up there, aren't they?
What are you doing in Scotland?
I don't know. You're telling the story.
I'm telling you, there's nothing
to
do.
What do you think? Okay, what makes them bored?
I've been there.
Have you? Were you bored?
No. Okay, besides the Loch Ness castles and a beautiful countryside, what else is there to do? The football? Yep, the Scottish Premier League.
I love when people just make comments and now he's got to back himself in. On behalf of the Scottish, I'm offended.
You know what? If any Scottish person's offended, call up and complain to the station because why are you living in Australia?
All right, let's really offend them. Do your best Scottish accent.
Oh. Is Shrek, is he Irish or is he Scottish?
He's Scottish.
Ogre? Donkey? The Chad? When's he coming to Shepparton? That's horrible.
You've offended everyone with that impersonation. Right. Oh, there's two things from you that's actually made my day.
Give us another fact as you try to open your
Where
phone
was
to
this
read
story,
them.
Benno? Scotland. Oh, geez, they're bored up there. That's so good. All right. Let's move on. Now, this one you enjoy. Apparently, the male fruit fly seeks out alcohol when sexually rejected. No, I'm calling BS on that.
That just sounds like a normal
that
male.
That sounds like human behaviour. But
that sounds you every night of the week.
So male, yeah, that's
you're
right.
You're a married, you know what, that sounds like every married man out there.
Jeez, Ben's really hitting the beers lately. But that's the male fruit fly. I didn't know they'd get rejected.
Yeah, and I wonder why. I mean, I don't think it's like the human world. I don't think they have feelings and emotions and they go, you know what, she doesn't want me, I'm going to hit the bottle.
Like, you know how there's, isn't that the saying, we are the only species, right, that actually, like, fornicates for pleasure?
Nah, the dolphins do as well.
Yeah, see, I've heard that too, but fruit flies wouldn't.
That's because there was that girl in America that got in a relationship with a dolphin.
No,
she did, mate. Google it. There's a documentary on it. I saw it on YouTube.
I've told you, you take this place, you go dark sometimes,
It's not dark. It's a fact, mate. Here we go. I'm just doing facts as well. More interesting than yours. Give us another one.
It's like, no, but I'm putting you in the category. You know when someone will marry a tree? Or something stupid like that.
I watched something on Facebook the other day, and a chick married a roller coaster.
Of course she did.
She was just attached.
Or marries a train or an airplane wing.
Someone married the Eiffel Tower.
Of course they did.
They were just there rubbing themselves against it every day.
that tower's cheating on her a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of photos.
It's like that photo of that guy in the exhaust pipe. You seen that one? It's for you.
Yeah.
It's up on the Hit GV
account
right now.
What can't you marry these days? Just asking. Are we out of here?
Yeah.
That's wrapping us up.
This is our end of fun facts over Short Blacks music.
Anything else about Scotland before you go?
Yeah, Scotland sucks. So boring. If anyone's just tuning in, to give that some context, we finished the break with our Andre Bocelli every time.
Yeah, and for those, literally some people are just listening right now and you just slagged off the Scottish with no backstory.
Yeah.
You'll have to listen to the podcast to find out why. Yeah.
No, they're too bored to because their life sucks. Hit
breakfast. Hey, mate, this is the best, right? I was just scrolling through the gram and I swear this just pops up. Now, we talked about this last week. You do a bunch of ads for Aquamoves, right? And this is too far for me now because it's come up. It's sponsored now on my feed. Like, it's come up as a sponsored post.
Mum, I want one of those. Where'd you get your water shooter?
Now, we took the mic out of this last week, right?
Right. So you found that because
this is me sitting here scrolling through the gram, right? Look at it. So there's another post because I follow another radio show, yeah. And then it comes up as sponsored.
Oh, man. So my ads are coming up sponsored.
Your ads are now targeting me.
I don't know if I'm famous or embarrassed.
Well, why is it targeting me?
Because you're a middle-aged man with a dad bod. They know you need to get in the gym.
And then it's like all other my mates, radio shows.
Josiah. Acting like a kid.
I was just wondering, do you do a lot of acting?
I never have. There was once. Do you know I once did acting lessons?
Oh, really?
Well, I had. So how's this?
All right, we've both got to share something now we've never shared with each other before.
All right, I'll tell you this one. I was signed to be a model in my younger years, right?
No way. Yeah.
As part of the model agency, I didn't like doing the catwalk stuff because I didn't like getting out of my undies and doing catwalks. Like, it just wasn't for me. It was bad money. You embarrassed yourself. I got up at 4 a.m. The shows would go to midnight. Not for me, right? So then they decide, all right, if you don't want to do catwalks, why don't we put you into acting lessons and see how you go? I couldn't remember.
So you did proper acting classes?
Yeah, I had this dude that used to teach me how to remember lines and stuff, and I couldn't remember any of my lines, and they used to get really frustrated because I wouldn't practice outside of acting lessons.
Oh, right.
Because all these dumb models, right, they had nothing else to do besides model and learn lines and act, whereas for me, I had a full-time job, and I didn't have time to learn lines on the side.
Definitely paid off for those Aquamoves videos.
Well, a water shooter. Mom.
I used to be a nightclub dancer.
Oh, I'm done for the day.
No, this is legit. We're sharing stuff.
Mate, I'm walking out the studio.
You don't believe it, do you?
No, I don't.
It used to be Planet Nightclub in Adelaide.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Hang on a second. You're only a nightclub dancer if you're a female normally.
No, I was...
on poles?
There was a girl... No. Oh, there was a girl that I was keen on, and she said you should come do these dancing classes with me. So I rolled in. I was the only bloke... probably the only straight bloke there, which is fine. But yeah, I did. So I ended up doing nightclub dancing. Legit. Like, so when you go to nightclubs in the, like, early 2000s, there'd be people on podiums going sick.
Okay, what would you do on the podium? Show me one move right now, then.
Well, I can't show you moves. It's not choreographed.
Let me give you some music.
It used to be like this.
You know what? Hang on. This music will fit exactly what you're about to do perfectly.
Give me a house beat. All right,
start dancing, and I'll play it.
Oh, right. You're going to... Yeah, so it'd be like, they used to do this stuff where you'd be like, And then you all okay. this stuff.
Anyone yeah. that's playing along at home, Ben just did something that you see on TikTok that the kids do, like a little dance routine.
Oh, I used to. I would have been like 20, would have been 18.
Mate, you just did like an arm swell and almost the chuck where you like
I used
chuck
to be an
up.
Alcohol promo model too.
Oh. So how did you, hang on. So what, where in your life did it all gone. Go, when did it go wrong?
Go upside down.
When did life go from you being a model and a nightclub dancer to you sitting there with a dad bod with matching Hawaiian shirts and
yeah,
shorts?
Yeah, I had it all made for me. Nightclub dancing and alcohol promotions. That gig, that alcohol promotion, a lot of time I was in lots of bodlos.
Awesome.
Do you want to try the new cruiser?
Do you have any photos?
Nah, yeah, I do, but I'm not showing you. Oh,
mate, you can see my ad of me talking about water shooters.
Because it's sponsored, it gets in my feed now.
I wish Instagram was around in your days.
I'm glad it's not. I'm glad I could go clubbing and do the stuff we did without the Snapchats of the world.
I know, I'm nervous. Next Friday night is my 30th, which everyone listening is invited to. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, you name it, everything can be filmed on the night. I don't know whether they'd be worried or excited.
I'm just so glad I got through it.
Ben.
What?
Oh, my 30th. What? At the Aussie in the Outback Bar, 6 till 9, Friday the 31st. Everyone that's listening, you're invited, right?
Yeah.
You're dancing on a podium.
Nah. Imagine it's all one night only. Nah. Mate, what's going on over there?
How's this? Married at First Sight. It returns after the tennis on Channel 9, Feb 3rd. We're very excited, and it's been revealed that there's a massive scandal, like there is every year, but this one, mate, this one I love.
Yeah, but come on, is it? How big is it? Because every year these scandals get bigger.
Listen to this. There's a groom, and I actually know one of the grooms on the show. We used to work with him. Do you remember Mikey at the other radio station we used to work at?
Mikey.
He was one of our street team members.
Mikey.
Bit of a, he's a strange cat.
If you could show me a photo.
I'd loosely call him a friend, right?
Was he a goon?
Yeah, he's a bit of a goon. Just in case he does something.
We went inconspicuous there. If he listens to this podcast or show, he's going to know who it is.
Just in case this guy is him, he's not really a friend. But in case he comes across as a good bloke, he's one of my best mates.
But we'll happily interview you.
Yeah. Welcome on the show anytime, mate. How's this? A groom, right? Gets annoyed with his wife, so what he does is he takes her toothbrush and cleans the toilet with it.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
No, he wasn't going to do that with it. He took her toothbrush. While the cameras are filming, she was out of the room. He went and rubbed the toilet bowl with it and then puts it back. She then goes and uses it to brush her teeth.
Right, so that's gross. So what is that? Did she use the toothbrush afterwards?
Well, they haven't said, but I'd presume so, yes. That's why it's such a big scandal. So if you found out you got home today, you and Mel, your wife, right, you have a massive argument before you start work. Tonight before bed, you brush your teeth for the first time in a week and you pick up the toothbrush and
my weekly clean.
Yeah.
Ben, did you brush your teeth this week? Yep.
Just the once. And it's Friday. No, you start brushing your teeth, you're scrubbing the back of your gums, you're right in there doing under your teeth every nook and cranny. And then Mel starts laughing, shows you footage of her scrubbing the toilet with it. Are you upset?
Firstly, I'd be like, why are you acting like such a child? Like, if that's the only way, like, what a child you are. To do that to my toothbrush. I'd say that to her.
Surely, though, you've had petty fights with Mel and you've got back at each other by doing something like that.
Oh, we wouldn't. Nah, see, our petty argument, I know they're petty when we start impersonating each other in a fight. Because she'll go, my name's Ben and all I do is walk around and do that. And I'll be like, my name's Mel and all I do is be Kiwi. And like it just, that's when you know it's stupid.
Yeah,
But no toothbrushes up. I thought you were going to say that the toothbrush had been up.
Why would I ever say that?
I don't know. That's where I thought it was headed.
I've never heard of that before. Is that a thing?
You're a bit sick and twisted. I thought that's where it was going to go.
Mate, you're the one that came up with it.
Toothbrush up someone, so I'm interested.
Yeah. What I will ask is when you and Mel, right, whenever I'm around at your house, when she's annoyed at you, she does the whole, turns to your daughter Evie and goes, Daddy won't do this for me, will he, Evie?
Yeah, Mum's good. It's a good parents, when they talk through their children, it's really annoying.
People do it through their pets as well. You know, they talk to the dog or they talk to the cat. You know what I mean? Like your dog, Max. Does she do those ones? Maxie, Daddy doesn't want to feed you tonight, does he, Max?
Yeah, she'll say things. Yeah, she does that through that. Or like, can you get Evie dressed for this morning, my daughter? And I'll go, yeah, no worries. And then Evie will come out and she'll be like, oh, Daddy really didn't style you well today. Oh. Like she does it all the time.
Petty things in relationships.
I'd be more worried if like you came over and she just held out a toothbrush and tapped her own nose. Like, This is sick, man. You read some sick gear.
Do you know what, though? In Mel's defense, though, if we did do that and we conspired to use your toilet to scrub the toilet, right? Your toothbrush, I should say. Sorry. Can't talk, man.
You're right. Toilet to scrub a toilet. Yeah. That's hardcore.
Mel calls me, right, and says, hey, just so I don't tell Ben, I'm going to scrub our toilet with his toothbrush that he's going to use tonight. I'll be like, great stitch up.
No, but why is she calling you to tell you? You know, like you're in the middle of a gym session or a Turkish coffee. Hello, Josiah speaking. Oh, it's, hey, Josiah, it's Mel here, Ben's wife. Oh, hey, Mel, good to hear from you. I'm going to put a toothbrush in the toilet because he's been a jerk. Okay, then, that's great news. Would you tell me, though? That's a question.
No way I would, mate, because you know what? Goulburn Valley, hit Jevy on Instagram. Check out the video right now. It's already been done. How did it taste last night, mate?
The thing is, though, how sick can you get? I would say very. I'm out. This is terrible. I'm going to go brush my teeth.